Welcome back to the State of the Line podcast. NCCI recently hosted our annual Insight Symposium, where the industry's most respected thought leaders delivered exclusive workers' compensation insights and analysis. Today is a special episode of the podcast. Two of our AIS presenters, John Sinclair and Raji Chattaravian, will be discussing their presentation in a segment that we're calling Experts on Experts.
Well, hello. My name is Raji Chattaravian. I'm the Executive Director of Actuarial Research at NCCI. And this year at AIS, I led the session, The Cost Conundrum, How Medical Utilization Shapes Future Costs.
And I'm John Sinclair, Director and Actuary here at NCCI. And this year I presented, If Not Opioids, Then What?
Well, that's a really good question, John. And we've always been asked about pain management and what might replace opioids. In fact, back in October, I actually led a webinar on the topic and on the evolving, you know, pain management space and what's going on there. It's very important for our stakeholders, right?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's a fair question because opioid prescribing and work comp has really declined significantly. We're talking nearly 75% since 2012. And when we're trying to look at what may have replaced opioid treatments, we first really needed to start with identifying pain treatments within our data to identify what might have actually replaced opioids. And in that process, we're able to essentially quantify the total cost of treating pain.
Now, that's a total novel concept. I haven't read anything in the works comp literature that quantifies pain per se.
Right, Raji. And we had to work with medical experts to actually identify all of those pain treatments within our data. Mm-hmm. And what we found was that while opioid scripts, you know, prescriptions have actually declined significantly, the total cost of treating pain, it's actually been pretty flat. And come 2023, pain management accounts for about 30% of our total annual medical spend in workers' comp.
Flat, you say, huh? Well, that sounds very, very mundane. Not so fast, right? Well, do we know? I mean, why has it been so flat?
Yeah, so Raji, as you know better than anybody's, anything that looks mundane on the surface, it's probably not. And the case is very similar here. When we actually look at that total cost being flat, what we see is underneath the surface, there's actually been a significant shift in the types of pain management treatments that are being provided. And this is really driven by, you know, like we talked about already, that reduction in the use of opioids.
Right.
But alongside of that, we've seen increased use of topicals, an increase in the utilization of physical therapy. I know you talked about that a lot in your presentation.
Oh, you listened to me.
Yes, of course. I'm listening out there, Raji.
All right. Then.
And we've also seen an increase in the prices for surgery. You're very familiar with this. You spoke about it at length in your presentation on utilization, both of those topics, the physical therapy and the surgeries.
Absolutely. When we talk about medical utilization in workers' comp, it's really a function of like three major components. I mean, there's multiple ones, but three important ones come to mind. One, it's the mix of claims, right? What medical conditions are actually being treated? I mean, that's very critical. The second one is, well, so is this patient, this worker's injured worker, going to require a major surgery? Major surgery is very important because it's very costly. And then where the major surgery is going to take place is also important. That's what our study kind of showed. Right, it can take place in a inpatient setting where a person has to stay a couple of days, maybe 3 days, who knows, and then going to an outpatient setting or like an ambulatory surgical center, and that's a big change. So that's the other factor.
Yeah, that you know, those 3 days in an inpatient facility, those aren't cheap, right? You got to pay each additional day.
Yeah, we all know that. I mean, yeah, but beyond surgery, you know, there's how intense the other services are, and specifically physical therapy and physical medicine. That's really critical.
Yeah, for sure. And surgery, it's a big one. Not only, like you mentioned, because it's costly when it occurs, but also, you know, something interesting we found when doing our pain management research, it's sort of the idea that while the surgery is aimed to fix the underlying physical injury, it also introduces a new source of pain, you know, and that new source of pain also needs to be treated as well. So surgeries not only lead to the necessary short-term pain management, but injured workers also need physical therapy to recover from those procedures. Sometimes surgeries can also lead to additional complications. So when it comes to treatments, surgeries are definitely more complex and essentially important to understand.
When you consider that it's just 1 in 8 injured workers undergo a major surgery, that's 1 in 8, right? I mean, it's important. Yeah. But these claims, they make up more than half of the utilization cost of workers' comp claims. So the utilization of physical medicine is up, and that is up across all medical conditions, whether it's with surgery or without. So it was a big finding that physical therapy is just growing at a fast rate.
My favorite aspect, Raji, of all of this utilization work is it not only allows us to understand the trends, you know, the shifts that have already occurred, what we've already talked about so far here, but it also provides a framework to understand potential impacts in the future under different scenarios.
You're right. That is very powerful. Like, we're able to identify which shifts or trends may potentially be impactful to workers' comp. And given some of the uncertainty about the economy, one can imagine some unusual changes that can be very impactful. Now, and with our medical data, we're able to monitor up-to-date medical payments. And that allows us to stay on top of the evolving medical landscape in a timely fashion.
That's for sure. And combine that with our medical data call, which has very recent up-to-date data, we're able to see trends coming in as they emerge and then sort of use our utilization framework to see how that might impact costs were those trends to continue.
I think we're up on a lot of new discoveries with these new measures, both the pain management measure and the utilization measure. There's lots of research that can come from out of this. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too, Raji. And, you know, there's so much more that could be said on both of these topics, including a number of research publications that our teams have already put out on NCCI.com. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll put a link for those in the show notes below. And we also welcome any questions or comments. You know, please feel free to reach out at insights@NCCI.com.
John and Raji, thank you so much for being here on the State of the Line podcast. As you heard, there's so much more that can be said on both of these topics. So let us know if you have questions or if there's something you'd like to hear about in another episode. We'd love to hear from you at insights@nccci.com.
This podcast is the copyrighted material of the National Council on Compensation Insurance, 2025. All rights reserved.